This is KAZU. I'm Krista Olmanzon. Car week is in full swing, and you know that if you're sitting in traffic right now on the Monterey Peninsula. The event brings car lovers from all around the world to cruise the streets, bid in collectible car auctions, and appreciate automobile craftsmanship. We've captured some of the sounds and people of Car Week in this audio postcard. We begin in Pacific Grove at Wednesday's Little Car Show.
Surf's up, 61 Austin Mini Woody. Is that you? I had a feeling.
My name is John Moulton. I'm the event chairman for the Little Car Show. It's just a fun show. It's basically a show and shine, but we have trophies and awards, but they're all kind of arbitrary. We have things like most smiles per mile. We're not trying to be real serious about it.
I'm Keith Bruce. This is my wife, Marilyn. We're from Modesto, California. This is a 1958 Morris Minor Traveler.
My mother-in-law spotted it at the grocery store at home. We had mentioned looking for a car, and we went and looked at it.
And took it for the little test drive, and then when you get to the point in the transaction when you're supposed to dicker with the owner over the price, Marilyn is over there, she's hugging the car, which undermined my financial leverage. So anyway, we took it, and that was 1978. This is the only Car Week event we've been doing. This year we're gonna also take a shot at the Concours de Lemons coming this Saturday. So we drive the car, it's not a trailer queen.
From Pacific Grove to Carmel by the Sea.
So this is Aston Martin on Ocean, located here in the heart of Carmel. It's a pop-up store, so we're open 10 till 6 every day through Saturday, open to everybody, and of course it's free entry, so everybody's welcome. So it's Matthew Clark, and I'm the General Manager of Marketing and Communications for Aston Martin in the Americas. I'd like to think we're an approachable brand, an approachable luxury brand, so you know, an enthusiast following is just as important as a customer following. What a lot of people perhaps don't know about us is we still hand make our cars, we hand paint them, they're hand constructed, they're hand trimmed. Here we have some live clay modelling.
I'm Steve Buckle, I'm one of the clay modellers at Aston Martin Design. Clay modelling is still a very important part of our business, and you know, that's how our cars are so beautiful and so sculptural, because we still use the old methods. Yeah. This was the original scale model for the Vulcan. That the car that's it's now we sold, it was 24, was it?
24 made. Yeah.
24 made, yeah.
How much does that go for?
$2.4 million.
Wow.
Once people join our brand, or you know, our family, if you like, we've only made 70,000 cars in over a century, which is a minuscule amount. And it's so when I say family, I mean that it's quite a small group, really. And 85% of those cars are still on the road today.
From Carmel to Mazda Raceway Laguna Seca.
I'm David Hart. I'm the Public Relations Manager at Mazda Raceway Laguna Seca. We are in the middle of the Rolex Monterey Motorsports Reunion. It's 550 authentic and historically correct race cars. This is practice and qualifying, seeing how fast they can go, to line them up for what'll be 2 days of racing on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, he's just doing some cleaning over there on the McLaren. My name is Larry Webb, and I'm from Seattle, Washington, and I'm here with J&L Fabricating. This is a 1957 Chevrolet Corvette. Being at the age I am, I actually worked on these cars, most of them when they were new. And so coming back and coming to the reunion and seeing these cars that I worked on back in the actual racing days of these cars is really something special for me. You know, we're not here to win trophies or kiss girls or anything, but we're just here to have a good time and compete.